Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, Mass, 91.5 on the dial, and streaming online, WMFO.org. I'll be here for the next hour playing you songs that might not be all that familiar, bands you might not know, maybe a few things you do know also, and I'll play a lot of local stuff, because there's always great local bands in the Boston area. I'm going to start with some local bands that are playing out this week. First is the Boston band Watts with Flash of White Light from their album of the same name. And Watts will be playing Saturday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. So here is Watts.
Rockers. Stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
Coming back. Started out with breakfast at a bar. Later on, you said I pushed you just a little too far. Next was your demand that I had to go and be your man. That was really when the war began. Exactly where it was that it came from. Yeah, there's never a nice way of saying that you ain't the one. By days and I was better off dead, but yet you still went and kicked me in my head. That was really when the war began. We went dancing
just heard a set of local bands that are playing out. I think most of them are playing out this week. First was Watts with Flash of White Light, who are playing at the Midway Cafe Saturday night in Jamaica Plain. Then you heard Classic Ruins, who started in the late 70s, had some discs out in the 80s as well. They were a popular band around town back then, and the song you heard is 1 plus 1 is Less Than 2. I got that on the CD DIY Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, 1975 to 83. And Classic Ruins will be playing Saturday night at the Parlor in Providence, Rhode Island. Then you heard Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with the Elevator Girl. That band formed in 2013, but the players have been around for a long time, played with a lot of different cats, and they'll be on the same bill Saturday night at the Parlor in Providence. Then you heard Flight of Fire with One More Sip from their 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, the hard rocking four-woman band was in this year's Rock and Roll Rumble, and they've opened for bands such as Bon Jovi and the Jay Giles Band. It's great to see women rocking hard. Don't see it often enough these days, or ever, really. They just won a New England Music Award for Best in State from Massachusetts. And Flight of Fire will be playing in Provincetown Women's Week on Saturday this week in Provincetown, of course. Then you heard Matt York with When the War Began from his brand new album Between the Bars. Guitarist Matt York grew up in the greater Boston area, played around the local scene for quite a while, including in his band Wide Iris. And then he hadn't been around for a number of years, and last year in January put out an album, which was the first he'd done in a long time. And for this new album, Between the Bars, he's going to be having his album release party at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Friday, November 3rd at 9:30 p.m. Now I have something brand spanking new from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band, local band. And the song is How Can I Let You Go? And the new album is The Courage of the Lonely. Great album, great music from Rick Berlin, as always. I think the vocals sound great in this particular song, too. And then Rick Berlin's had many excellent bands around town for several decades. Orchestra Luna, Luna Berlin Airlift, Rick Berlin the Movie, Shelley Winters Project, I'm probably forgetting some. And the current band is an 8-member intergenerational band. Nickel and Dime Band had already existed, and then Rick hooked up with them, and then great stuff. He writes great songs and always ends up playing with excellent musicians. So the album's really good. And said I really love his vocals in this song. This is How Can I Let You Go from The Courage of the Lonely by Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band.
Away from
it stop.
We found out Atlanta in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady took control. Down by 18, greatest comeback you've ever seen. Oh, Captain, please, please, win one more for me, me. Anyone can see there's no QB like Tom Brady.
right, let's see. What did we just hear there? We heard, losing my notes here so I can see what I... Let's see now. Oh, yes. First, we heard the new thing from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. That was How Can I Let You Go from their brand new album, The Courage of the Lonely. Then you heard something there for the start of football season. That was Brady, brand new song about Tom Brady from the Dred Sox featuring the Bullpen Horns. The song was written by Al Pachulis, the songwriter for the band's special guests. The Dred Sox is an 8-piece band that plays originals and covers in a wide range of styles. The band plays the first Sunday night of most months at the Canton Junction Sports Pub in Canton, Mass. Then you heard, you heard Gizmodrome with Zombies in the Mall from their self-titled debut album. This band grew out of years of Police drummer Stuart Copeland and Italian keyboard player Vittorio Cosma gathering friends together and playing outdoor shows in Italy in the summer for many years. And someone suggested they make a record, and they thought, why not? And got guitarist Adrian Ballou and bassist Mark King to join them. And that was some of the music that followed. And, oh yes, you heard Stoned Elements, a 4-man band from Germany with A Better Ride from their CD Stoned Law. Songs in that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. Got a little out of order. After Rick Berlin, you heard Stoned Elements, and then we went back to the Dred Sox and Gizmodrome. Something got a little confused here. But in any case, I've got something now brand new local from the Devil's Twins. The new disc, American Noir Volume 1, just came out a few weeks ago. And from that album, what I have is Paper Dolls.
Smile. bang at the hips just like two baby dolls. Cause baby, ain't got no better place to go.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
I can't have you.
All right, you heard first the Devil's Twins, brand new from the new disc American Noir, Volume 1. You heard Paper Dolls. Then after that, you heard something from the brand new album from the Dream Syndicate. The album's called How Did I Find Myself Here, and the song you heard is Filter Me Through You. The LA band was around from 81 to 89, then band leader Steve Wynn reformed the band in 2012. I loved this band back in the 80s, saw them live once at the Channel, I believe. And I'm happy to say they'll be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on December 1st. Look forward to that show. Then you heard Radio Moscow with No One Knows Where They've Been from their brand new album, New Beginnings. It just came out on the 29th of September, so it's what, a couple of weeks ago? And it's their fifth studio album. Radio Moscow is a blues rock power trio from Iowa that formed in 2004. It's putting out albums since 2007, with their self-titled debut being produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Yeah, they moved from Iowa to LA quite a while back. And the series guitarist and singer and songwriter in this band is Parker Griggs. I really love this band. Now, serious guitar time. There's not that much time left in the show, but I'm going to throw in as much as I can. Another tune from the brand new album from Black Country Communion. And this is, they've been on hiatus, and I'm so happy they're back together again. The new album's BCC4, just released in late September. And the song is a great album. The song I have for you now is called Awake. All right, you just heard some great Black Country Communion. Joe Bonamassa wailing on guitar. Glenn Hughes' voice, still in great voice. Anyway, that was Awake from BCC4. And it's getting to the end of the show. I'm sorry I didn't get to play any more serious guitar, but that one was pretty good there. And there were some other guitars earlier, too. Next week, I'll try to fit some more in. So, in any case, I'm just signing off now, and my name is Marion Farrow. You've been listening to Rock Under the Radar, and I hope you'll be back next Monday at 2 p.m. with me and listen to my show. And right now, I will tell you this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and the next show is coming on any minute now. So I'll see you next time.